Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Pesachim, Perik Tes, Mishnah Vav. Do you know what Tumura means? Tumura is a most interesting lav. You're not allowed to do it, but if you do it, it works. What? You're not allowed to do it, but if you do it, it works? Suppose I have an animal that is Hegdish. And I say, I want the Kiddusha of the first animal to be exchanged. I want it to go off onto a different animal. What happens is, you're not allowed to do this, you're ever allowed, but if you do it, the Kiddusha stays on the first animal. But you also have Kiddusha on the second animal. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, let's see our Mishnah, Perik Tes Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Yeshua says, Shemati, I heard from my Rebbeim, Shetmura Sa Pesach, let's say I have a carbon Pesach, and I do Tmura on the carbon Pesach. I say I want the Kiddusha of this Pesach to go on to a different carbon. Kreva, you can be Makar of this other carbon. Now, any carbon Pesach that you can't bring as a carbon Pesach becomes a Shlamas. Let's see, I'll be Makar of it as a Shlamas. But the point is, I take this new animal that I try to put the Kedusha on, and I can be makir of it as a shlamim. Sometimes, however, utmura sa Pesach, when you do tmura on a Pesach, you try to do an exchange, but lemaisa the Kedusha stays on the original Pesach and goes on to another carbon. Eina kreva, you can't be makir of it as a shlamim. You have to wait for it to get a mum, redeem it, and then with the money buy a shlamim. So the eina lefarish, I don't know how to explain it. I don't know when a tmuras a Pesach, an exchange from a Pesach, the new carbon, I don't know when you can be makir of that carbon itself as a shlamim. And when do we say, no, you have to wait for it to get a mum, redeem it, and only with the money can you buy a shlamim? Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, ani afarish, I'll explain it to you. Let's say someone loses their carbon Pesach. They get a different one. And then they find the first. And they find it before the time of Shechita. HaPesach, a carbon Pesach that was lost and found. Shenimse was found koidim shechitas haPesach, before we shecht the carbon Pesach. So basically, I have two karbonos now that I could shecht as a carbon Pesach. I pick one. By picking one, it is as if I am pushing off the other one. Let's say I push off the original carbon Pesach. I use the other one. This carbon Pesach cannot be brought now on the Mizbech because it was available, it was ready, and it wasn't used. That's called the chubi yadayim. So what do I do with it? What do I do with the animal that I didn't pick? I had two animals ready here at the time of Shechita. I pick one. You're telling me now I pushed off the other one. It can't be used. What do I do with it? Yira. You have to wait for it to just go out in pasture. Achi yistov until it gets a mum. V'yamacher. Then sell it. V'yikach b'dam of shlamim. And with its money, buy a karm shlamim. But it itself, being that it was set and ready to go, and you didn't pick it, can't be used on the Mizbeach. V'chein tmurasa. Rabbi Yeshua wanted to know when the tmura of a carbon Pesach cannot be used. Here. Suppose I take this animal that I didn't pick, and I decide to do tmura. I say I want to make an exchange. I want the kiddush of this animal to go off onto a different animal. That tmura of the carbon Pesach has the same halacha as the animal that it came from, where the kiddush came from. I can't be makir of it as a karbon shlamim. Rather, I have to wait for it to get a mum, sell it, and with the money buy a karbon shlamim. That's what it means with chein tmurasi. That's the tmura of the karbon Pesach that you can't be makir. Now, suppose I lost my karbon Pesach. I get myself a different one. And I find the original achar shechitas haPesach only after I shechted the karbon Pesach. So I never pushed it away. Snapshot, I had two animals available for me. And I picked one and pushed away the other one. I didn't have this till after the Shechita. It was lost at the time of Shechita. So Karev Shlamim, because it was never pushed away, you can be makir of the animal itself as a Karben Shlamim. The Chein Tmurasai. And let's say I did an exchange now, and I said I want the Kedusha from this animal to go on to a different animal. So, like by every Tmura, the Kedusha stays on both animals. And just like the Kedusha of the first animal was a type of Kedusha where you can be makir of the animal itself as a shlamim, the same is true for the second animal. It too can be a carbon on the Mizbeach, because it comes from a Kedusha that was never pushed away. That's the tmura of the carbon Pesach that you could be makir. So really, the Batanura says, Rabbi Yeshua didn't have to bring in tmura here at all. You could have told me the Chiddush by the carbon Pesach itself, that sometimes an extra carbon Pesach is brought on the Mizbeach as a Shlomim, and sometimes you have to wait for it to get a mum. It depends if it was pushed away at the time of Shechita or not. But we do it with the extra Chiddush of Tmura as well. Okay, quickly chazring over our Mishnah. We learned there's an Inyan called Tmura, which means if you try to exchange the Kedusha of a carbon from one animal to another animal, at the end, both are Kadosh. You're not allowed to do it, but if you do it, both are Kadosh. Rabbi Yeshua said, I don't know. I once heard about the Tmura of a carbon Pesach. If you try to exchange the Kedusha from a carbon Pesach onto a different animal, that sometimes you can take that animal and actually be makrivit on the Mizbeach. It would come up as a Shlomim, like any Pesach that can't be bought as a Pesach changes to a Shlomim. And sometimes, my Rebbeim taught me, oh, the Tmura of a Pesach, you cannot bring it up on the Mizbeach. You have to wait for it to get a mum and only use the funds to buy another carbon. So I don't know which is which. Rabbi Kiva said, I'll explain it to you. If you have a carbon Pesach and you lose it, and I get myself a different one, and I find the first one, if I find it before Shechita, that's a problem, because I have two animals available to me b'shas Shechita. By picking one and pushing the other one away, the Chubi Yadayim, it can no longer itself be brought up as a carbon on the Mizbeach. You have to wait for it to get a mum, sell it, use the funds to buy a Shlamin. Now, if I took this other animal, again, this other animal which was available at the time of Shechita and I didn't use, and I did Tmura, and I said I want this Kedusha to go on to another animal, that other animal has the same status. When you do Tmura, it always has the Kedusha of where it came from. And if where it came from, it was an animal that can't be brought up on the Mizbeach, the same is true for the other one. You have to wait for it to get a mum, sell it, and then bring a carbon. But let's say I lose my carbon Pesach, and they only find the original after the Shechita of the replacement. So this original was never available and pushed away at the time of Shechita. It itself can be bought as a Shlamin. And if I did a Tmura on this, and I said I want this to be exchanged with another animal, so now a new animal has Kedusha, it's the same as where it comes from. It itself can be brought as a Shlamin.